Everyone has an ego. A healthy, strong ego is the basis of a successful, driven individual. But what happens when an ego goes too far? When can someone really be called an egomaniac? Is there a limit on how big an ego can become?
What better manifestation than to be like God?
He was the mouthpiece of God, and God spoke through him. So what he said was God.
And what length? Finding someone with five traits or more of NPD isn't easy. Unsurprisingly, it's far more common to find someone who knows a narcissist rather than someone who admits to being one. Dr. Sam Vaknin pointed us in the right direction.
Leading a cult where critical faculties are suspended, where people are mere instruments of gratification, where discipline is maintained, where criticism is unheard of. This is the wet dream of the narcissist, to be at the center of a group of unreflecting, unthinking, totally obedient people.
The cult leader is the perfect example of an extreme narcissistic personality. He typically has seven or eight traits, the most dominant ones being excessive need for admiration and exploitation of others. The cult leader can influence masses to execute their will. Reverend Moon, founder of the Moonies, has created one of the world's largest cults with over a million followers, all of whom hang on his every word. David Koresh, leader of the Branch Davidians, convinced his followers to set themselves on fire after being surrounded by the FBI. And Jim Jones, founder of the People's Temple, persuaded his followers to commit mass suicide. Bob Pardon has studied cults for 15 years. He runs a self-help group for victims and believes religion is the perfect tool for a narcissist to control others.
We're going to be dealing this time with narcissistic personality disorder. And a number of years ago, Judy and I came across the material of a man by the name of Sam Vaknin. And you've probably never heard of this man before, but we have found that his material has been extremely helpful to us in working with folks who have come out of destructive groups.
Well, from our perspective, the profile of a cult leader seems to fit almost like a hand in a glove a narcissistic personality disorder. NPDs are drawn to cult leadership primarily because religion is tailor-made for their fantasies. What better manifestation than to be like God?
Of all the cult leaders, it would be hard to find a bigger egomaniac than David Berg. His cult, the Children of God, which he founded in 1968, ended up mirroring his own worst narcissistic characteristics. It soon became a global movement, expanding to over 130 communes. But for many, it was a prison of exploitation, abuse, and mind control.
Some examples of David Berg's narcissistic personality disorder. He certainly had grandiose feelings. I mean, he felt that he was called by God as God's end-time prophet. He was predicting the end of the world numerous times. He was certainly obsessed with fantasies of unlimited success and fame. So there are numerous, numerous examples of Berg fitting NPD across the board.
For those born into Berg's cult, they had no choice but to follow his idealism, such as the Jones sisters, who witnessed Berg's extreme narcissism from an early age.
It was not that Berg was replacing God, it was that he was the mouthpiece of God, and God spoke through him. So obviously we couldn't understand God, we were just, you know, the stupid children, and he was the one that was going to explain God to us. So what he said was God.
David Berg often said that he was the only one with the wisdom. He was the only one who could interpret biblical prophecy. He was the last prophet of the end.
Many religious cults result in mass suicide, but sometimes they are havens for something just as sinister. Berg created his own Bible. in order to spread the idea of promiscuity.
He was involved in all kind of sexual deviancy. He glorified just sex on a level that is beyond understanding, practically.
Berg even used his wife, Karen, to entice new followers.
He got this idea. Him and Karen Zerbe would go out to nightclubs and stuff, and he would get a kick and enjoy watching her flirt with these younger men or men her age. And, and he thought it was a good idea that she should take them back to the hotel room or house and sleep with them. You know, he didn't sell it to the membership as prostitution. He sold it as flirty fishing. He was the fisher. The women were the bait with the hook. And these lonely men with lots of money were the fish.
Berg's idealism began to catch on. As the membership grew, shockingly, Berg removed the age limit for sexual partners.
Sex was just a part of life. It was all around you. The adults were walking around naked. They were having sex right there every single night in your room. Your teacher would have sex right there. We'd have classes, live classes, demonstrating how to have sex, teaching us. We'd have date naps where we'd pair off as even as little two, three-year-olds and, you know, have mock sex, basically, except for some of the kids actually were doing it realistically because they've been taught in a live class.
You know, I had to be aware that an adult man was in love with me, and I was only 6 years old. If there was an adult male in the commune that took a fancy to you, you couldn't do much about it, really.
In some cases, even if it wasn't forced, if you weren't raped, it was still abuse because it was an abuse of power. All the adults, there was no one that you could go to complain if anything did happen.
Incredibly, Berg led the Children of God for a quarter of a century before his death in 1994. Some will never forget his narcissistic personality.
His legacy to our generation is just a lot of pain. I've seen so many hurt individuals. I know a lot of our generation have committed suicide or gotten into drugs, or, you know, it's messed up their lives completely, and a lot of brave ones who have moved on and made something of their lives, and it's very commendable, but to our generation, only harm has come out of David Berg's teachings.
With at least 7 out of 9 possible traits of NPD, a cult leader is a dangerous example of a narcissistic personality. In the search for the ultimate egomaniac, the cult leader displays at least 7 out of 9 possible narcissistic traits. Usually, with hundreds of followers, the cult leader is easy to spot. But would it be as easy to spot someone with all 9 traits?
Discover more about the dark world of mania at channel4.com/health. 3 amazing world-class artists in 1 amazing world-famous studio. Dr. John, Leanne Rimes, and Massive Attack are live from Abbey Road next.